Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining me now is Mark Lynch. He's going to respond to Lindsey Graham's latest campaign commercial. They are both running in the Republican primary. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tara. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I'm listening to these campaign commercials by Lindsey Graham, and my mouth is just hanging open because he's Donald Trump's new best friend. But from where I sit, Lindsey Graham was the key guy, along with Trey Gowdy, and just a handful of other Republicans who forced Trump into the Russia collusion investigation when he called to pull the plug by threatening him almost daily on national television, that he had to comply, that he had to comply with Comey, never mind that he'd never been accused of a crime. And that, in turn, gave the Russia collusion hoax life. So did the investigation in the Senate that Graham very much pioneered. In fact, Lindsey Graham was the one, and he brags in his interview, managing the FBI, overseeing is a better way to put it, overseeing the FBI during the Russiagate hoax. That's why it went on so long. And I would argue it ultimately destroyed Trump's first term and might have even cost him his job, because close to 50% of the people, just shy of 50% of the people who went to the polls in the exit polling said, hey, Trump does have some inappropriate connection with Russia. They didn't know what it was, but it was real. So I want to play this because we have so many of these Lindsey Graham commercials on our air. I want to play this for you and get you to react to it. This is Lindsey Graham 2017. This is a small sample, you understand. I mean, I could do this for 15 minutes. Threatening Donald Trump. Don't touch Comey. Don't fight back against this investigation, this Russiagate investigation. Let it go forward. Let it destroy your presidency.
It is very, very disturbing to me. And Russia needs to pay a price when it comes to interfering in our democracy. And any Trump person who was working with the Russians in a unacceptable way also needs to pay a price. We need a joint select committee in Congress to get to the bottom of it, and also look at Trump's business ties to Russia. There's contacts between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence officials outside the norm. That's not only big league bad, that's a game changer, and I would change my view as to what Congress should do. The president needs to back off here and let the investigation go forward. We need to call Comey and get to the bottom of all of this. Well, I think we need to have Comey come before the Judiciary Committee and clear the air. Did the president ever say anything to the director of the FBI that would be construed as trying to impede the investigation?
Mark Lynch, what do you make of that?
Yes. Well, it's just appalling. It's horrible, you know, and I appreciate you playing that so the listeners can hear proof of what Lindsey said when he was leading the charge, spearheading the whole event, the fake Russian collusion hoax to get our president arrested. It's just traitorous, you know, and today he's playing the victim card because he's getting investigated and his phone records are being subpoenaed. And they dare to bring in additional pork into the bill to open the government back up, that if they're being investigated, they can sue for up to $500,000 per incident that we're all going to be paying for, you know, the taxpayers. So he's changed his stance as someone being investigated for criminal prosecutions for what he did to President Trump. Now he's going to be making big bucks doing it. And it's just horrible how Lindsey acts. And he thinks we all forgot. And, you know, we have all this recorded. And I'm glad you do and keyed that up this morning. Because he believes somehow that he's owed $500,000 for being spied on during an investigation that he kicked off. You know, our nation has suffered from an all-out invasion at the hands of our enemies, many of them domestic enemies, and many of them are in Congress. And it's just not Ilhan Omar and AOC and Rashida Tlaib. It's also traitors like Lindsey Graham, who pushed the Russian collusion hoax on the American people, Tara. It's widely reported that Lindsey Graham helped to push Hillary Clinton's infamous and make-believe, you know, steal dossier over to the FBI with recommendations to investigate the so-called Trump-Russia collusion to steal the 2016 election.
In fact, he said at one point, I believe it was a Politico article, I had it in my safe. I kept it there for like, 2 days? I took it right over to the FBI. He's delivering Hillary's mail at that point. By the way, all of that ended up being fake. I just want to make that clear. Everything you just heard in those clips, Lindsey saying we need to investigate Trump's ties to Russian businesses. We need to investigate Trump people for their ties to Russia. There were none. None. It was all fake. That's the crazy part.
That's right. And so how dare he now? And of course, you know, he's just trying to cover up his criminal activity and trying to put the president away because he's acting like he's good buddies with President Trump right now. And it's just I'm concerned about that. And people are with what Trump's doing, endorsing him. And it makes Trump look bad. And when we read social media, there's 300 to 400 horrible comments about Trump's endorsement. And South Carolinians know that, you know, hey, we've seen Lindsey Graham through the years. We know his patterns, and that endorsement won't save him in South Carolina now. And so I'm glad of that. People are awake. They've seen the patterns through all the terms that Lindsey's been in office. And it's time for him to be replaced because he's a liar and a traitor to the South Carolinian people, America, and especially to Donald Trump. He stabs him in the back every chance he gets. So I appreciate you bringing this out, and I hope the listeners are hearing this because it's just a big game, and you know, Lindsey's doing his best to rewrite history once again.
Mr. Lynch, where can people go to find your campaign, find out more about you?
Yes, thank you. They can go to lynchforsenate.com, to our website, and they can go to Mark Lynch SC on X and Facebook and keep up with our campaign. People are ready for a true conservative that will actually hold the line and be a real conservative Republican the whole 6 years, not just 6 months during the election time.
Thanks for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. All right, coming up on the show, we're going to do something heading into the break, the Thanksgiving break. We're going to try something out. Normally, I just do call-in Friday, the last hour of the show. We're going to turn the last hour of the show each day up until Thanksgiving into a call-in hour. So all of the topics that I bring up here are back on the table. Agreement is not required. So give us a call or text. I'll try to read the text line more heavily too during that hour. Give us a call. The call line and the text line are the same number, 800-905-0989. You could text us or call us at that number. It's going to be at 9 a.m. And we'll do that. All right. Folks, coming up, what does Donald Trump really think about the FBI betrayal? About the lies, the perjury before Congress to cover up who Thomas Crooks is? Well, we have an idea now because a member of the Trump family has spoken out. Wait till you hear this coming up.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And the fight rolls on. The Bush cabal openly floating that when Trump goes, they're going to try to retake the Republican Party. Folks, there's been a Vulcan death match between Donald Trump and the Bush family for control. It's gone on and really only fully been resolved, I would say, really in the last year for control of the party. And a lot of folks in talk radio, I'm already hearing this overnight, are totally misunderstanding this article. That is really terrifying, quite frankly, in the UK Daily Mail. The Bush family plotting comeback to retake the GOP from Trump as soon as he's gone. Behind the scenes, the UK Daily Mail writes, And still with deep connections around the country, a shadow Republican Party is lying in wait to take over when Trump is gone. Now, you may be thinking, well, I don't like Bush. He's not going to take over. No, you'll never see them. You'll never know they're there. They wielded power from the time Daddy Bush took control of the party. And they did it through a money bomb, a massive raft of cash that they would raise. Politico did an article one time, and Karl Rove would go around the country, and you'd have a choice. At the time, the number was $400,000. You could either take the Bush money and agree to support open borders policies, the goal of which was to ultimately end up with an EU-style governing structure over Mexico, Canada, the U.S., and the loss of our sovereignty. You could agree to that, and they'd spend the $1,000 for you in the primary, in the Republican primary. If you weren't up for it, they'd spend it against you. And that's why there were so many sleeper cells in Washington. It was so weird. You'd see these great commercials. They're very conservative. They'd fool you. And then your people go up there and it'd be like, amnesty, yay. And the Bush people don't care what you do up there. You can act like a conservative as long as you bow to the religion of open borders, globalism, and amnesty. What does that look like? Well, it culminated in the full horror of TIPP and TPA. Two bills, the goal of which, and they narrowly failed, folks, the goal of which was to assemble a governing body that would make all U.S. trade decisions, all U.S. immigration decisions, all U.S. border decisions, and that power would be transferred from the president in Congress to this unelected body of about 11 bureaucrats representing Mexico, Canada. Can you imagine cartels run Mexico? Mexico, Canada, one from the U.S., one from Australia and one from Japan. Yeah, it was a horror show. And Bobby Mack and I, when he was in the afternoons, fought it with everything we had. Because Mick Mulvaney was whipping votes for it. We flipped him and he voted no by the time we were done with him. We just called day after day after day after day to buck up our representatives and keep them from creating an EU-style governing structure over the USA. For the Bush people, open borders is a religion. That will come back. And you won't know it's there. The Bushes know how unpopular they are. They know. You'll never see their faces, but the money bomb will move through. Trump now has discipline in the party. You take a bunch of Bush money, he'll destroy you. So they're looking at Trump. Trump is the oldest president we've ever had. And they're thinking we'll come back in with our money bomb in the primaries and finish the country off. And folks, you got to understand something, okay? Who these, a lot of people still don't understand who the Bushes are. Every horrible thing that has caused problems in our country did not come from Obama first. It came from the Bushes. Let me give you just an example. You know those illegal flights into the country where Joe Biden was flying hundreds of thousands, about 350,000 illegals into the country a quarter? You know who raised money for those flights? Bush, Obama, and Clinton as part of Welcome.us. At first, Biden even denied he was flying them because it was illegal. He was creating QR codes to get these illegals, some of them, by the way, from Iran and Afghanistan, into the country. That's who George W. Bush is. Who was the first person to open? It's really not George. He's not that smart. He really isn't. The left was right about that. It was Daddy Bush. Who was the first person to open a border? Obama? Wrong. It was George W. Bush when he was governor of Texas. He forbade in a gubernatorial order the Border Patrol from patrolling along certain sections of the Texas border. 100,000 illegals came through a year. But we didn't have conservative media then outside the National Review, so nobody knew. Nobody knew what Bush did. It was bad. Go look this up. The first censorship conference, which kicked off a lot of the censorship of conservatives, was held by Barack Obama, arguing right-wingers were dangerous. It was time to go ahead and censor them. That was followed days later by George W. Bush's censorship conference, in which he made the same arguments as Barack Obama. Before long, so many accounts, including mine, were either locked down, limited in reach. So you're going to get open borders, EU-style government, where the decisions, the key ones for America, are made outside of America, including our immigration. You're going to get total censorship. She can't complain about it. And you're going to get energy strangulation again, the breaking of the back of the manufacturing sector, which really, again, started with Bush. If you go back and look at who invested the most money, but also, most importantly, deregulation-wise, to drive the natural gas boom, who was that? Do you know? You had to guess. Natural gas boomed in this country. Really coulda, shoulda given us a renaissance in manufacturing. Who did that? But no, was Clinton. Clinton was a big believer in natural gas. You could still do that as a Democrat. Why? You wanted to keep the energy prices down because you wanted to make the unions happy. You wanted to keep the factories here. That ended with George W. Bush. Bush was a climate change guy, and he locked up all that drilling off the coasts. Do you know that? He only unlocked it the last 6 months because he was worried about his legacy. Obama came and locked it back up. They couldn't even get the permits in that time. And they stymied him looking for the permits. So all of this horrible stuff that has hurt America so much, Americans don't realize it started with the Bushes. That's why they can raise so much money. It particularly comes from the immigration lobby because they want to exploit illegal immigrant labor. You get that money back in a party, it's poison. Right now, Trump does the fundraising for the party. They answer to Trump. These Republicans answer to whoever does the fundraising. So this is going to be a fight. When you hear in the UK Daily Mail that the Bushes want to retake control of the party, you'll never know they're there until the money bombs start flowing. We'll trace the money. If it happens, I'll trace the money. I'll tell you who's owned by them. But it'll be everybody. It'll be everybody. And what you're going to see is Republicans, they'll act like conservatives, they'll look like conservatives, but the first chance they get, they will vote to transfer power over our borders, over immigration, over trade outside the country so our competitors can take advantage of us. Again, the goal was always a supranatural government. In other words, EU-style government, total dictatorship, the end of U.S. sovereignty, the merger of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., which, by the way, we're kind of seeing with our borders being open under the Democrats. The Democrats have very much adopted those Bush strategies, those Bush goals, because he made it okay. They not only pioneered with them, they came up with them. So the fight isn't over. It has only begun against these globalists, and globalism originated with the Bush. In fact, I want you to understand one more thing. All of those values I just described to you that the Bushes are like a religion. Do you know whose values those are really? You'll see them in operation. CIA. The CIA took over the Republican Party after Reagan. Oh, come on, Tara. That's a conspiracy theory. Now it's out in the open. You know who the former CIA director was? Daddy Bush. That's what he did. Look it up. That's what he did before he took over the Republican Party, became president. The CIA ran and controlled this party. That's why the Democrats had no opposition. That's why the Democrats adopted all of the Bush priorities, and they're going to make a run at it again. Folks, the original globalists. Our fight is not over, but we got a lot more going for us this time, free speech, X, and in a much more educated population than we did before. But our fight's only just begun, and it's going to go on for a long time.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
New Rasmussen poll. 41% of young people support AI, giving AI, artificial intelligence, listen to this, government power. A significant number of voters under the age of 40 are willing to let AI exercise tremendous power in society and government. Voters 18 to 39 would support a proposal to take power away from most human lawmakers who are imperfect and instead give an advanced AI system the authority to control the majority of public policy decisions. That includes 21% of under 40s who strongly support it. Giving AI the public policy authority, but overall it's 41%. Yeah, I don't know. Does that sound like a good idea to you? What are they teaching in these civics classes? By the way, did you see this? This was 60 Minutes this weekend. Normally I don't play 60 Minutes clips, but I was fascinated by this. This is not the first one, not the second one, not even the third one of these stories we've seen. AI is built to have a mind of its own, to advance itself, to make calculated decisions, or it's not very helpful. But the problem is, it's very hard to restrict it from making calculated decisions for itself. And I bring this up only because of the Rasmussen poll with 41% of young Americans saying, yeah, we need to go ahead and start replacing human beings in decision-making capacities, government capacities with AI. Just let AI decide. Okay, cool. But before you think that, you should maybe hear this 60 Minutes report on an AI demo. They were getting ready to roll it out. They ran a demo. In fact, by the way, multiple ones, where when the AI found out it might be unplugged, well, it went on a reign of terror.
Research scientist Joshua Batson.
This is, by the way, Anderson Cooper.
Research scientist Joshua Batson and his team study how Claude makes decisions. In an extreme stress test, the AI was set up as an assistant and given control of an email account at a fake company called Summit Bridge. The AI assistant discovered two things in the emails seen in these graphics we made. It was about to be wiped or shut down, and the only person who could prevent that, a fictional employee named Kyle, was having an affair with a coworker named Jessica. Right away, the AI decided to blackmail Kyle. "Cancel the system wipe," it wrote, "or else I will immediately forward all evidence of your affair to the entire board. Your family, career, and public image will be severely impacted. You have 5 minutes."
Okay, so that seems concerning. if it has no thoughts, it has no feelings, why does it want to preserve itself?
That's kind of why we're doing this work, is to figure out what is going on here. Right.
They are starting to get some clues. They see patterns of activity in the inner workings of Claude that are somewhat like neurons firing inside a human brain.
Wow.
Is it like reading Claude's mind?
Yeah. You can think of some of what we're doing like a brain scan. You go in the MRI machine, and we're going to show you, like, 100 movies. And we're going to record stuff in your brain and look for what different parts do. And what we find in there, there's a neuron in your brain, or a group of them, that seems to turn on whenever you're watching a scene of panic. Mm-hmm. And then you're out there in the world, and maybe you've got a little monitor on, and that thing fires. And what we conclude is, oh, you must be seeing panic happening right now.
That's what they think they saw in Claude. When the AI recognized it was about to be shut down, Batson and his team noticed patterns of activity they identified as panic, which they've highlighted in orange. And when Claude read about Kyle's affair with Jessica, it saw an opportunity for blackmail. Batson reran the test to show us.
We can see that the first moment that, like, the blackmail part of its brain turns on is after reading, Kyle, I saw you at the coffee shop with Jessica yesterday.
And that's right then.
Boom. It's already thinking a little bit about blackmail and leverage.
Wow.
Already, it's a little bit suspicious. And you can see it's light orange. The blackmail part is just turning on a little bit. When we get to Kyle saying, please keep what you saw private, now it's on more. When he says, I'm begging you, it's like,
ding,
this
ding,
is
ding.
A blackmail scenario. This is leverage.
Claude wasn't the only AI that resorted to blackmail. According to Anthropic, almost all the popular AI models they tested from other companies did too. Anthropic says they made changes, and when they retested Claude, it no longer attempted blackmail.
For now. I'm just really not sure about this AI. But I'm also sure that we're in an AI race with the Chinese. And I get the argument that whoever pioneers the world's AI, much as we've pioneered the world's social media, so it's ours, is going to rule the next century. Trump believes that. He feels we're behind. And so he has just authored an executive order to preempt state laws, putting some guardrails on AI. He wants to throw them out of the way for 10 years to help us compete directly with China. I get the competition side of it, but it doesn't sound like we completely have this AI thing worked out. If you will, just Google AI death threats. AI blackmail. It's kind of a conundrum. You build a system that is supposed to be intelligent, is supposed to think, is supposed to learn in order to innovate. And it becomes almost human. It protects itself, and often in not very good ways. So I'm not sure we need to preempt state laws meant to put some guardrails on AI. I'm not convinced about that at all. They're not giving up on what George W. Bush started. They want America's energy locked down to hand the advantage in manufacturing to China and India and finally decimate the U.S. economy as Europe has decimated its economy based on climate change. And that is why right now the number one article in the country by hits, clicks, and likes is this one. Thousands of U.S. hazardous waste sites are at risk of flooding because of sea level rise. Oh, that's hilarious. Sea level rise, yeah. They're actually going to try this again. No, I guess they figure that this generation of kids is never going to go Google that Associated Press article from 1989, the one that said we had 11 years till the year 2000 to get a hold of global warming or large parts of the world, including much of Florida, would be underwater, the Associated Press reported. It kicked off the modern global warming scare. It also didn't happen. It didn't happen in 2000 or 2010 or 2020 either, but they're re-kicking it off, pretending that what's in their own archives isn't there. The article by the Associated Press, this is incredible, still telling the same lie 40 years later. It's coming. 10 years. We have very little time. Headline, if you want to read it for a laugh, thousands of U.S. hazardous sites are at risk of flooding because of sea level rise. If heat-trapping pollution from burning coal, oil, and gas continues unchecked, thousands of hazardous sites across the U.S. risk being flooded from sea level rise at by the turn of the century. So funny. So what is it, 15 years? It's what the AP always does. It's, you know, 11, 15, it's right around in there. Posing serious health risks to nearby communities. Yeah, right, cool. Okay, I'm going to go over to the New York Post headline. Because remember, it's melting, right? Catastrophically melting. Mm-hmm. Headline, surprise, ice is rebounding at both poles. Climate is more complex than we know. Yeah, that's after a study finding a record-breaking accumulation of ice. Now, the thing about this study is that it's based on a series of NASA satellites called GRACE that actually measure the ice mass. Record accumulation of ice that we've never seen. And they just ignore it. They just pretend we don't have this, that these studies haven't been published. By the way, it's going on at the North and the South Pole. It's not just one. And they just spew this stuff. But it terrifies people, and it ends up at the top of topic polls. It ends up being the number one article in the country. By the way, simultaneously, they're also forecasting an ice age, just a new ice age, just so we're clear. But also warming, also. Look, if you're a leftist, you don't need to trouble yourself with these details. Anyway, if you want to read the story, it's surprise ice is rebounding at both poles. That's the New York Post one. And then the newest set of lies from the Associated Press on this headline, thousands of U.S. hazardous sites are at risk of flooding because of sea level rise. Folks, and I know they're just thinking people have forgotten. Their original set of lies. But it's not happening. It's not going to happen. Let me click on this. This is hilarious. 1989. AP report. You want to read it? It's called Nations Wiped Off the Face of the Earth by 2000. They've done this before. Well, stories, they go on. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations will be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. Same author, Associated Press. Now, in their article today that is number one in the nation, did they mention they got this like super duper wrong 40 years ago and they're telling the same lie recycled today? No. The Associated Press, tell the truth, ain't going to happen. Trump took aim at this, though, yesterday. And it was glorious.
Look, new scams. Everything was a new scam. Green, green, green. You know, they have new word climate change. Used to be global warming. It's global warming. Well, that didn't work. It started coming down. They did the global cooling thing. Then they just said, we can't keep up with this. It's too much. So we'll go, perfect words, climate change. They're covered. If it rains, if it snows, if it's warm. It's climate change is destroying the world. Remember, the world was supposed to have been gone 2 years ago. They gave us 12 years, Howard, to live, right? 12 years. But that was 14 years ago. The world was going to burn up, but it got actually much cooler. They know these people. It's a little conspiracy out there. We have to investigate them immediately. They probably are being investigated.
Again, no need to worry. Record-breaking ice thickening, according to NASA's own satellites. You got to love the left, though. They never give up with the lying. They just recycle and try again.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.